USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden spending part of his Wednesday in Pennsylvania. The president delivering remarks at the Mack Trucks Lehigh Valley Operations Manufacturing Facility in Macungi, Pennsylvania. The president saying the economy is recovering from the coronavirus pandemic due to the American Rescue Plan.
We brought this economy back from the brink. Checks in people's pockets, shots in people's arms, tax cuts for working families with children. We designed our strategy not only to provide a temporary boost, but to lay the foundation for a long-term boom that brings everyone along.
The Senate will vote Wednesday evening on moving forward on a bipartisan infrastructure agreement after negotiators reached a deal on key issues. That's according to Republican negotiator Rob Portman of Ohio. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy, but Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off.
The Honor Flight Network is announcing it will resume veterans flights to Washington, D.C. starting next month. The flights were stopped during the pandemic. A former member of the military is calling out woke ideology.
Another U.S. general was pushing his wokeism agenda on Twitter Sunday. Former Army Captain and U.S. Senate candidate Sean Parnell from Pennsylvania tells Fox News this behavior from a superior is bad for the country.
10 years ago, this wouldn't have happened in the military, and I served under President Barack Obama back then. When I was in the Army, we focused on the mission. We didn't really care what your politics were. We didn't care where you came from, what color your skin was, what god you worshipped, or how much money you made. We cared about the mission. Because a laser focus on the mission keeps people alive on the battlefield. And when this general is out there trolling people on Twitter, and when our leaders are not focused on the mission, people die.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The Fed Reserve is leaving interest rates at their historic lows. The central bank meeting and not making any major changes to the policy they have pursued to steer clear the nation out of the economic trouble caused by the coronavirus pandemic. A congressman who was booted off the House Select Committee regarding the January 6th attack on the Capitol is reacting to the hearing that took place on Tuesday.
A select House committee to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol heard testimony Tuesday from four police officers who defended the building from rioters. Congressman Jim Jordan was not in that hearing, though he was nominated to the committee by House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. But his appointment was rejected by House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. The Ohio Republican tells Fox News that he believes he was left off of the committee because of the questions he would ask of the Speaker's office.
No, it was a terrible day, and the people who did wrong need to be held accountable. And, Brett, that's exactly what's happening. The real question is, and I've said this many times, is why weren't those guys who testified today and all the other Capitol Hill police who protect this and protect Capitol Hill, why weren't they given more help? Why wasn't more help there that day? And the only person who can answer that question is the Speaker of the United States House of Representatives. And I think she thought we were going to keep raising that question, and that's why she didn't put me on.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
More news always can be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.